The second feature this week is one of two written by Derek James. He looks back at the city street, which became known as Little Italy, and it is read by Jane Evans.
Our city is one which has welcomed people from afar over many centuries. There were the strangers, who became friends, and in more recent times the flamboyant Italians of Burr Street, which we took to our hearts. It's interesting to note that about 100 years ago, we reported the number of people from other countries living in Norwich. The numbers were as follows. Italians, male, 40, females, 18. Germans, males, 26, females, 12. Russians, 16 and 5. Swiss, 11 and 6. French, 6 and 9. Polish, 9 and 3. Norwegian, 1 male. Austrian, 1 male. Dutch, 1 female. Today, Burr Street is still one of the busy thoroughfares in and out of the city, but it is a shadow of its former self. It was once home to thousands of people, many of whom lived in the courts, yards and roads which stretched down to King Street. This was the village on the hill. But time has not been kind. Old was bad and new was good back in the 50s and 60s. In fact, this was civic vandalism. Whole streets were destroyed in the name of so-called slum clearance, rather than be renovated, and what replaced them was often not pleasing to the eye. More than a century ago, shops, pubs, schools, factories and workshops were all in full flow when newcomers arrived to turn Burr Street into Little Italy. They were often a blast of colour in a black and white world, handsome men and women with a twinkle in their eyes and a smile on their faces. At the time, we reported, they are hard-working, cheery folk with a sound belief in the blessing of a quiver full of children. The youngsters are brought up hardy and early and made to understand that a good meal of macaroni was the reward only for those who worked. The hand of friendship was offered to the Italians who had made their way across Europe to start a new life in Norfolk, and it was a tough journey, especially for the women and children. Many earned a living on the streets, where they made quite an impact on life in Norwich and Norfolk. Said our writer at the time, men, women and children all took their part in helping to earn the family a living, and all knew how to extract odd coppers from the public with sunny smiles and deferential gestures. Most gained a living by busking with piano organs and ice creams in the summer, while hot chestnuts took over in the winter. At the time, it was reported, one musician once told me that his average earnings, taking all year round, might amount to 2 shillings a day if he would get regular patronage from those outside houses where he regularly played. He had to pay a weekly instalment towards the purchase of his instrument. Our reporter went on, recreation or amusement find little place in the lives of these Italian inhabitants of Burr Street. Sometimes, in spare moments, the menfolk might be seen excitedly playing a simple game involving dexterous fingers and alert minds, but mostly it's smoking and chatting at the end of their long day's work. One of the great characters in the Italian community was Domenici Pavarani, who owned 12 barrel organs and ice cream carts. Then there was a curly-haired fellow by the name of Leolona Carrara. Elisabetta Carrara hired out piano organs from a depot in Newman's Yard, and they called her Queen of the Organs. But it was her daughter who became the most famous landlady in Norwich, Norfolk, and was even known in the United States of America. Her name, you've guessed it, Antoinette Hanent, the one and only Black Anna at the Jolly Butchers, the beating heart of city nightlife. Black Anna turned the Burr Street pub into a place like no other. She ran it with a rod of iron and sang her heart out for more than 40 years. The Americans loved the place and described her as Norwich's Sophie Tucker. A young man by the name of Albert Cooper was asked by Anna to give us a number in 1954, and that's how our very own King of the Blues launched his career in the city. Anna would call him My Boy Albert, and they played hundreds of gigs between 1955 and 1964. I remember them well. Once seen, never forgotten.